Was a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, and of the saintly persons who are the Lord's devotees. Because of this devotion, he thought of the entire universe as being as insignificant as a piece of stone. 18 to 20. Savai manaha krishna padarabindayo Vachan sivai kuntha gunanu varnani Karau harir mandira marjana deisho Srutin chakara chyuta satkatho dai Kundalingaya darsani drusu Tadbhrutya gatra sparsanga sangamu Ghranam ca tatapada saroja saurave Srimatulasya rasananta varpite Padau hari khetra padanu sarpani Siro rujikesa padavivandani Kamuncha dasse natu kamu kamyam Kamuncha dasse natu kamu kamyam Yathottama sloka janasraya ratihi Maharaj Ambarish always engaged his mind in meditating upon the lotus feet of Krishna, his words describing the glories of the Lord, his hands in cleansing the Lord's temple, and his ears in hearing the words spoken by Krishna, Hare Bhav Krishna. He engaged his eyes in seeing the deity of Krishna, Krishna's temples and Krishna's places like Mathura and Vrindavan. He engaged his senses of touch in touching the bodies of the Lord's devotees. He engaged his sense of smell in smelling the fragrance of tulsi offered to the Lord, and he engaged his tongue in tasting Lord's prasad. He engaged his legs in walking to the holy places and temples of the Lord, his head in bowing down before the Lord, and all his desires in serving the Lord 24 hours a day. Indeed, Maharaj Ambarish never desired anything for his own sense gratification. He engaged all his senses in devotional service and various engagements related to the Lord. This is the way to increase attachment for the Lord and be completely free from all material desires. Purpose of Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita 7.1, Lord recommends Madhya Sakta Manah Partho Jogam Junyan Madasraya. This indicates that one must execute devotional service under the guidance of a devotee or directly under the guidance of the Supreme Personality Godhead. It is not possible, without guidance from the spiritual master. Therefore, according to the instructions of Srila Rupa Goswami, first business of a devotee is to accept a bona fide spiritual master who can train him to engage his various senses in rendering transcendental services to the Lord. The Lord also says in Bhagavad Gita 7.1, asam sayam samagram mam yathagyan sosi tat srunu. In other words, if one wants to understand the Supreme Personal Godhead in its completeness, one must follow the prescription given by Krishna by falling in the footsteps of Maharaja Maris. It is said, Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Bhakti means to engage the senses in the service of the master of the senses, that is Krishna, who is called Rishikesha or Achyuta. These words are used in these verses, Achyuta Satkathodai Rishikesha Padavivandhani. The words Achyuta and Rishikesha are also used in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is Krishna Katha, spoken directly by Krishna, and Srimad Bhagavatam is also Krishna Katha, because everything described in Bhagavatam is in relationship with Krishna. So here you can see that Ambarish Maharaj was always engaged day and night, 24 hours, in the loving service of the Lord Krishna. Achyuta satkathadai Hrishikesha padavivandhani, he says. Hrishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchyate. Bhakti means to engage the senses in the service of the master of the senses, Krishna, who is called Hrishikesha or Achyuta. These words are used in these verses, Achyuta satkathodai Hrishikesha padavivandhani. The words Achyuta and Hrishikesha are also used in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the Krishna Katha, spoken directly by Krishna, and Srimad Bhagavatam is also Krishna Katha, because everything described in Bhagavatam is in relationship with Krishna. The first thing is, here it says, this indicates that one must execute devotional service under the guidance of a devotee or directly under the guidance of the Supreme Personal Godhead. How can one directly, how can one execute devotion directly under the guidance of Supreme Personal Godhead? No. It's not possible for us. Arjuna got directly instructions from Krishna. Because you are such a very dear devotee, is associate. He is eternal associate of Krishna. We are not like that. So we should not imitate Arjuna. For us, we have to take shelter of the Guru. Who is the dear devotee of Krishna, dear devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is day and night, 24 hours, engaged in this loving service of Krishna, who is the bona fide representative of Krishna, who has come here to give us Krishna. Who has come here to give us Krishna. Such gurus, sadhu gurus, they have no other business here. They don't belong to this material world. They belong to the abode of Krishna. Nikunja yuno ratikeli siddhi jajali bhirjukti rapikhiniya tatradi dakhyadati vallavasya Bande Guru Sri Saranaravindam. In Guru Vastaka said, this is Guru Tattva. Nikunja yuno ratikeli siddhi. Guru is premi bhakta, who has developed Krishna prema, gotten Krishna prema, is very dear, intimate, associate of Krishna, is Radha Priya Sakhi. He is a dear girl companion of Radharani, who is very expert in this business of uniting Radha and Krishna in Kunja, in Grove. Nikunja, you know, Ratikeri Siddhi, Siddha, he is very expert. He knows this art perfectly well. He knows this art perfectly well. Siddha means he knows this art perfectly well. Radha Priya Sakhi, this one person. This Guru Tattva. Otherwise, nobody can give you training how to render loving service unto Krishna. You understand? Render loving service unto Krishna. Prema-seva. Krishna is the object of love. Yes. Krishna is the object of love. Priti vishaya. So without that priti, love, how can one get Krishna? Cannot get Krishna. That one has gotten such love, one has developed such love, one was bound up Krishna with the rope of love in heart. One who is day and night 24 hours engaged in such loving service for Krishna, only he can give you Krishna. Krishna de tomar Krishna dite par, tomar sukuti ache. Ami je kangal Krishna Krishna boli dhain to pache pache. O Vaishnav Thakur, Krishna belongs to you. Because you are bound of Krishna in your heart with the rope of love. Only Krishna becomes bound up with the rope of love, no other means it there. Now you are such a premi bhakta, tomar hule sada Govinda Vishrama. Govinda kohena mora Vaishnu Purana, Narottam Das Thakur sings this song. O Vaishnu Thakur, in your heart, Krishna desires. Krishna takes rest very blissfully there in your heart. Because your heart is Vrindavan. Vrindavan. Your heart is Vrindavan. Your heart is filled with that love of Krishna. So that's the fit place for Krishna. And Krishna takes rest there blissfully. Govinda Kohina Moro Vishnu Purana. This is reciprocal. Sadhava Rude Mayam Sadhana Hude Toham. Ninth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna says. Those sadhus, premi bhaktas, they are my heart. I am the heart of those premi bhaktas. Sadhana Hude Toham. This is reciprocal. As Krishna takes rest blissfully in the heart of so sadhu, or sadhus, those are developed Krishna prema. Similarly, the sadhus are the heart of Krishna. Tomar Rudesada Govinda Vishram, Govinda Kohina Mora Vishnu Purana. Govinda Lord, Govinda Krishna say, so sadhus are my heart and soul. Sadhus say Krishna is our heart and soul. This is reciprocal. In this material world, the conditioned souls have forgotten Krishna, devoid of Krishna Tattva Jnana. They don't know Krishna. But the purpose of really achieving the human birth is to understand Krishna. You understand? Janma karma chame divyam evam jyoti tattvatah tekva adeham punarjanma naiti manuti arjuna. Bhagavad Gita has directly come out from the lips of Krishna. It's Krishna Katha. One must hear it. In that Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Janma karma se vidhivyam evo jyoviti tattvatah. Tekva adeham punarjanma naiti samangiti arjuna. My birth, my activities are not material, it is transcendental. One who knows this in tattva, in truth, that will be his last birth here. After quitting his body, he will come to me. No punarjanma. Undoubtedly, he will come to me. I will never come down here again, never take birth here again. No rebirth. To understand Krishna in tattva is the goal of our human birth. You understand? So how can one understand Krishna and Tattva? Cultured soul. Without hearing from Guru, without taking shelter of bona fide Guru, Tattva Veta, one knows Krishna in Tattva, Tad Vidhi Pranipatena Pariprasnena Sevaya, Upadekhyanti Te Jnana Jnanina Tattva Varsina. Approach, Tad Vijnanartham Sa Guru Nibhavi Vakshe Samipani Sotrum Brahmanishtam. One is very serious. Yes, I must understand Krishna, this is the goal of my life. Otherwise, my human birth will never be perfect. I cannot achieve perfection. So, he must approach such a guru. He knows Krishna in Tattva. So, Vijnana Guru Nibhavi Gacchet. He must approach. So, such guru, Tattvacharya, you understand? Who knows the Tattva? Who is the knower of the truth, who is seer of the truth? Tadvidhi panipapena pariprasnena sevaya. Upadekhyanti te jnana jnanina tattvadarsina. It's very significant. Tattvadarsi, seer of the truth. Knower of the truth and seer of the truth. Tattvajnata. Bhujindra Kumar, son of Nanda Maharaj, is absolute truth. One who is seer, that absolute truth, Bhujindra Kumar, son of Nanda Maharaj, one is knower, knows even Tattva. That Tattva Charya. Who is it? He is Premi Bhakta. You understand? Very dear devotee of Krishna. Very intimate. Most confidential, intimate associate of Krishna. He is such guru. Unless one approaches such guru, how can he understand Krishna? Unless he hears from such guru, how can he understand Krishna? So such guru, gurus have come down here, this material world, to impart the tattva jnana, bhagavad jnana, to this forgetful soul. Do you understand? Those are forgotten persons. And the Shruti means Veda. Veda means transcendental knowledge. Sarvaicha Vedi Angleva Vidya, in our Vedas, I am to be known. Krishna says, this Veda Jnana has come to this material world with such Guru. Yes, you understand. That Gurudev is the embodiment of the mercy of Krishna. Krishna Krupa Srimurti. You understand? Again, Sakyat Dharitvena Samastha Sastri Uttastha Bhagyata Iva Sadvi Into Prabhurtya Priya Iva Tasya Bandhi Guru Sri Charanarami. This is another point. Sakyat Hari. That Guru is as good as Lord Hari. You understand? As good as Lord Hari, that means day and night, 24 hours, he is engaged in loving Sarishwara. Lord Hari Krishna. He is Sevaka Bhagavan, he is Servitor Bhagavan. Sakyadhari means Servitor Bhagavan, two Bhagavans. Sevya Bhagavan, Servitor, Sevaka Bhagavan, two Bhagavans are there. One Sevya Bhagavan, who is Advaitattva, who is Absolute Truth, who is to be served, that is Krishna. And Sevaka Bhagavan, Servitor Bhagavan, is Guru. You understand? Two Bhagavans. He is very dear servitor of the Lord, Krishna. He is day and night, 24 hours engaged in loving service of the Lord. Such Guru. He is Sevaka Bhagavan, Servitor Bhagavan. And Krishna, the Supreme Lord, keeps his own transcendent knowledge with his such dear devotees. Yes, he keeps it. Unless one approaches such a guru, he cannot understand Krishna. He cannot get this transcendental knowledge about Krishna, Krishna Tattva Jnana. Understand? And unless one gets this Tattva Jnana, his eyes will never open. Ajnana Timirandasya jnananjana salakaya chakshur militam jena tasmi sri gurudena. This is some prayer we offer to Guru. Who is Guru? Who has opened my eyes with the tough light of knowledge, tattva jnana. So without hearing from such Guru, how your eye will be open? One must hear from such a Guru. Will impart tattva jnana. Bhagavata says, sute khita patham, sruta ikhita. First hear, then you will see. If you hear from such a bona fide Guru, with full faith, concentrated attention, then your eye, transcendental eye, not metal eye, metal eye, eye means darkness, maya undhoka, you understand? Darkness. So that transcendental eye through which you can see Krishna, never open. This Sruti Gita Bhagavan. Here, then you see. That was the first thing you must accept. Bona fide Guru and hear from him. Unless one hears from bona fide Guru, Krishna Tattva Veta, knows Krishna Tattva, how can he understand Krishna? He cannot understand. And with full faith, faith is the most important thing. Putting full faith, complete faith, strong faith, unflinching faith in the words of Sadguru, one has to hear. No other way is there to understand Krishna. Do you follow me? Those who don't take shelter of Sadguru, they cannot understand Supreme Lord Krishna. This is first thing. Their eye will never be opened. So they cannot see Supreme Lord Krishna also. So, Supreme Lord Krishna comes here, incarnates here, descends here to impart his transcendental knowledge. 5,000 years ago, Supreme Lord Krishna descended here in his own swarup and imparted his transcendental knowledge in the form of Bhagavad Gita. Yes. So, the Supreme Lord imparts and Supreme Lord gives this jnana transcendental knowledge or gives it with his very, very dear devotee. Therefore, it is said, even demigods said, offering prayer to Supreme Lord, that, O Lord, you are Sadanu Graha Bhavan. Sadanu Graha Bhavan, that means, Sadanu, unless one gets mercy of sadhu or sadhus, he cannot understand you. You understand? This is what Sadanu Graha, Anugraha means mercy, favor. Unless one gets favor of a sadhu, mercy of a sadhu who is very dear, devotee of Krishna, cannot understand Krishna. You understand? Those who have developed love, Krishna is the object of love. Those who have developed love, one who has developed love, premi bhakta, he is sadhu. And Krishna gives his knowledge to that sadhu, and he keeps his knowledge with that sadhu. He never keeps his knowledge with karmi, jnani, and jyotich. Krishna keeps his distance and knowledge, his dear devotees, Mahabhagavatas, great devotees, 12 Mahadhanas are there. So all distance and knowledge comes from them. Including Mahadhanas. Another point is there. Those who are what is mukti? What do you mean by mukti? That is English. What do you mean by that? Mukti, Sanskrit word, you said liberation in English. English. But I don't want the English translation. I want, what do you mean by that, mukti? Huh? What do you mean by that?
Free from suffering.
Free from suffering, yes, he knows. He don't know. It's free from suffering. Atyantika dukkha vimukta. Yes, free from suffering, that is mukti. So those are Brahmanandis, meditate on Brahma, they also get mukti. Those meditate on Paramatma, they also get mukti, isn't it? But in this mukti, but liberated state, there is no question of prem-sukha. The happiness derived from prem, love, pure love. You understand? That is the ultimate sukha, happiness. Happiness. Krishna is Sachidananda. Iswara Paramo Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Do you understand? Full of eternality, full of knowledge, full of blissfulness. Unless one develops love for Krishna, he cannot get that prem-sukha. Do you understand? Happiness derived from love of Krishna, love of Godhead. So ananda or pleasure, there are two types. What are those? Ananda, English pleasure, two types. What is that? So-sukha, prem-sukha. One's own pleasure, understand? One's own pleasure, so-sukha, prem-sukha. Pleasure derived from love of Godhead, two types. Understand? Two types. The transcendental leela that Krishna manifests here, he does so through his Swarup Shakti, internal potency. So who knows, who understands that transcendental leela tattva? So, preeming bhaktas, yeah, those are very dear devotees, but developed Krishna prem, premi bhakta, they know the transcendental leela tattva, prema leela tattva. Do you understand me? Rupa raghunatha pade hoi bhakuti kovayama bujhavase jugara pirati. Narottam Das Thakur sings, the conjugal loving leelas between Radha and Krishna, very deep, confidential tattva. How can I understand unless I get the mercy of Rupa and Raghunath? They know it. Premi bhaktas. Do you understand? Without the mercy of such dear, most intimate dear devotees of Krishna, nobody can understand this. And Krishna has kept all this tattva with his dear devotees. That is Guru. Unless one meets such a Guru, approaches such a Guru, he cannot get such tattva jnana, he cannot understand confidential tattva between the leela tattva. You understand? He cannot understand. He can, such jiva cannot even develop, let's say, taste for it. Taste in Bhagavad Katha. He cannot get that prema dhana which is invaluable set. Love of Godhead. You understand? Prema dhana vina daridra jivan. Dasakari vetanmare deva prema dhana. Sikhyastava. I am really pure because devoid of prema dhana. Understand me? Oh Lord, please make me your das. I am your das. I am your servant, eternal servant. Make me your das. Please give me opportunity, please engage me in your loving service. have rendered loving service until day and night, 24 hours, and give me this wage, that is prema dharma, no material wages. Those who seek for their own pleasure, they cannot get prema dharma. You understand? They cannot get prema dharma, those who seek their own pleasure. Those who are completely free from their, what you say, the desire of their own pleasure. You understand? Anyabhyasthasunyam jnana-karmadhyanabhrutam anukulyena krishnanusulanam bhakti-ruttama. Kripa Goswami says, no other desire, no desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation. Those are free from these two types of desires. Desire for material enjoyment, desire for liberation can get prema-dharma. Otherwise, nobody can get prema-dharma. Such premika-bhakta, he is completely free from this desire for his own pleasure, desire for liberation. He only desires all pleasure, all happiness of Krishna. Day and night, 24 hours, he is engaged in loving service. That Krishna, Supreme Lord, is full of love, full of blissfulness, full of loving mellow, full of all sorts of mellows, rasamoy, full of transcendental blissfulness. Yes. And one is constantly attached to such Sachidananda Vigraha Krishna. Such guru, premika guru, premi guru, premi bhakta can give you praise. By the mercy and association of such bhakta, you can have such praise. Otherwise, how can have such praise? You can feel it, you can realize it. Yes, what is that prema? Yes. And that premika bhakta, that guru, is the embodiment of the mercy of Krishna, Krishna Kripa Srimurti. Without the mercy of such guru, nobody can get entrance into such loving kingdom of love. I can get entrance, admittance in it. No admittance. Hari Daita, those are very dear to Lord Hari. Very dear devotees of Lord Hari. Brahma, Narad, Vyasa, Sukha. You understand? By the mercy of such dear devotees. Such Hari-katha, Krishna-katha, Bhagavata-katha come to us. Next is, dear devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Swarupa Damodara Goswami. You understand? They have brought us this Bhagavata-katha, Krishna-katha, topics related to the loving kingdom of Krishna, prema rajya katha. They have brought us. They are very, very merciful. Otherwise, how all this transcendental bhagavata katha, Krishna katha will be available here in this material world without the mercy of such dear devotees, mahabhagavatas, premi bhaktas. Vyasadeva wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna Katha. Here it is said, Bhagavad Gita is Krishna Katha, spoken directly by Krishna, and Srimad Bhagavatam is also Krishna Katha. Because everything described in Bhagavatam is in relationship with Krishna. So, Vyasadeva wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. How could he write? How could he write Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam? He got the mercy of his spiritual master, Nārada Muni, who is a premi bhakta, isn't it? Then he saw Krishna sitting in this, what is that? Trance. Bhakti Samadhi, isn't it? You say Samadhi, trance. Devotional trance, Bhakti Samadhi. Apasyata Purusam Purnam, mentioned. Vyasadeva saw the Supreme Personality Godhead Krishna, and also Maya, both he saw. Apasyata Purusam Purnam, complete Purusa. Krishna he saw in Bhakti Samadhi, sitting in devotional trance. So he wrote Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. So Bhāgavata came, was mercy of Vyāsadeva, then mercy of Sukadeva Goswami. He expressed it. Then mercy of Sukadeva Goswami. You understand? We expressed in Mahisaranya, in the assembly of rishis headed by Sonata. By the mercy of Sajjaya devotee is Bhāgavata. Krishna Katha is Bhāgavata. It's full of all loving mellows. All mellows have come to us. So, this is Swarupa Shakti, the internal potency of the Lord, has three divisions. What is that? Sandhini, Sambit, Ladini. Do you understand? Sandhini, Sambit, Ladini. Three divisions. Internal potency, we say. Antaranga Shakti or Swarupa Shakti. Shakti, potency that comes from Swarupa, or Shakti or potency that is not different from Swarupa. That is Swarupa Shakti. It's divided into three. Sandhini, Sambit, Ladini. Sat Chit Anandamaya. Sanamaya, Chinmaya, Anandamaya. Sadan se Sandhini, Chidan se Sambit, Anandan se Ladini. Understand? Sat Chit Ananda. Three things. Sat Chit Ananda. Sadan se Sandhini. From Sat is Sandhini. Chidan se Sambit. From Chit is Sambit. Anandansa Ladini. You understand? Son, Sajidananda, Sanamaya, Chinmaya, Anandamaya. So, what is Sandhini?
Eternity.
Yes, that is the meaning. But it needs further explanation. Sandhinya kruta visada tadhama nichaye. You understand? What is the activity of Sandhini? What is the activity of Sandhini Shakti? And we are discussing that day when we are discussing Baladeva, Lord Baladeva. Lord Baladeva is the master of Sandhini Shakti. Yes. Why? Lord Baladeva is the master of Sandhini Shakti. The manifestation of Baladeva is Guru Pada Bhakti, is Guru. You understand? The word Sandhini is a very, very significant word. Who gives the sannana of Krishna is Sandhini. You understand? Who gives a clue how you should find out Krishna, that is Sandhini. The Lord Baladeva, being the master of Sandhini Shakti, gives clue how to find out Krishna. That is Lord Baladeva, the master of Sandhini Shakti Matavigraha. That is the manifestation of Gurudeva. Do you understand? So without the mercy of such Guru, how can you find out Krishna? So Sandhini, here says, this activity, Sandhinya krita visada tadhama. Visada tadhama nichai. Sandhini manifests And this place, dham of Lord, abode of Lord, it is Visuddha Sattva. Understand? Pure goodness, not mixed goodness, Visuddha Sattva. Whatever you may find mixed goodness here, material, but the dham, the abode of the Lord is Visuddha Sattva, as Sannihin displays it. That is the manifestation of Sannihini Sattva. Understand? Sannihinya kruta visada tad dhama nishoye. This is what you should understand. So in that dham, in the abode of the Lord, everything is Visuddha Sattva. Pure goodness. Yes. Then comes Sannihini Samvit, full of knowledge. What's up? Samanda Jnana. Do you understand? How everything, everybody is related, even related to Krishna. Do you understand? And Guru imparts that Samanda Jnana. Do you understand? Guru imparts that Samanda Jnana at the time of initiation. Dibya Jnanam Dadyat Dikheti Saprakta Desikai Tattva Kovidei. Do you understand? This Samanda Jnana, Dikhya Guru imparts Samanda Jnana. Do you understand my language? Yes, that is Samvit Sakti. Samvit Sakti. The Guru is manifestation of Sul Sakti. Understand? The Sul Sakti is divided in three. Sannihini, Samvit, Radhini. So everything is there in Guru. It's manifestation of these three Saktis. The Sul Sakti is Guru. So, Dikhya Guru imparts Samanda Jnana, then Ladini gives pleasure, that is pleasure potency. Pleasure potency, Ladini Sakti. So, Sannihini and Samvit, these two are nourished by Ladini. That is otherwise only the question of pleasure and priti, unless nourished by Ladini. The Samvit Sakti, it says, Samvit Sakti Prakatita Rahubhavarosita. Is an Ujjala Niyamani. Samvit Sakti Prakatita Rahubhavarosita. This Rahubhava means is the loving relationship. You understand? Loving relationship. The relationship we have, perfect, eternal relationship, it is based on pure love, that's a loving relationship. This is Rahubhava. This is Surup Samanda. This is the real relationship. It's constitutional. Jiva's constitutional position is eternal servant of Krishna. So this relationship with Krishna is perfect, eternal, and is based on love. You understand? Priti Samanda. Lord Hari or Krishna is, therefore say, Priti Devata. You understand? Yeah. It's object of Priti, love. Try to understand, my language is faulty language. You should understand language. Yes. Lord Hari or Krishna is the object of love. Do you understand? Prithir Vishoy. So, full of love, full of loving mellow, rasamoy. So unless you establish your relationship with such Lord Hari or Krishna, how can you get Paramananda? Supreme blissfulness. How? And who will help you to establish this relationship? That is Guru. Guru establishes. Understand? So without taking shelter of such Guru, how can you establish a relationship and how can you get such Paramananda, Supreme Ananda? Understand? Another point on Guru Tattva. Guru is day and night 24 hours engaged in loving service. of Krishna. He is good. Who is the source of all sorts of loving service of Krishna? Oh. Hello?
Srimati
Radharani. Yes. Srimati Radharani. Radha vina teho ar karno. You understand? Krishna only belongs to Srimati Radharani. Krishna only belongs to Srimati. Radha vina teho ar karno. Yes. Krishna completely belongs to Radharani. It doesn't belong to anybody else. So, Srimati Radharani is the source of all sorts of loving service. Understand? Yes. So, Radharani is the original Guru Tattva. Radharani is the original Guru Tattva. Only Radharani can give you a possibility to serve Krishna. Without Radharani's mercy, no opportunity will be available for you to serve Krishna. Understand? Yes. Krishna is completely under Radha. Yes. Radha vina teho ar karnoi. Krishna doesn't belong to anybody else, only belongs to Krishna. Radha. So without Radharani's mercy, how can you get the opportunity to serve Krishna? Can you? No. So, without Radharani, nobody is a guru. Oh, original post, topmost post in guru position is Radharani. Understand? Yes. Yes. Radha and her expansions. They are guru. Srimati Radha and her expansion, Kaya, Bhuva, Sakhi, Manjari. They are guru. You understand? They are very intimate. Very intimate, very dear to Krishna. They are Nijasana, own men of Krishna. Do you understand? Yes. One was not established in relationship with Vrishabhanu Vira, Radha, daughter of Vrishabhanu. How can he become good? Understand? So, he may be guru, but he cannot be guru of Krishna tattva. He may be guru of ether tattva, other tattvas. Understand my language? Understand my language? Yes. Yeah. Anybody may be guru of ether tattvas, maya tattva, any tattva, but nobody can become Krishna tattva with guru unless, he has established his relationship with Radharani. Understand? Because Krishna is completely under Radharani. Yes. Radha vina teho ar karno. Krishna completely belongs to Radharani. This is Guru Tattva. Krishna, this Purna Tattva is complete Tattva. And Ravana gives seva adhikar. Ravana gives the opportunity to serve such complete Krishna. Nobody has such right to give such opportunity, only Ravana gives. Ravana and her expansions, Sakhi Mandalas. So without Ravana Gatya, without the mercy, without taking shelter of Ravana, without the mercy of Radharani, we cannot get a opportunity to say Krishna, to serve Krishna. Those who have accepted Krishna as Sevya Tattva, understand? Krishna is only to be served, Sevya. These two words, Sevya, Sevaka. Sevya, Sevaka. Sevya means to be served, Sevaka means servitor. Those who have accepted Krishna as Sevya, they have accepted Radha as Guru. Understand? Understand? Very, very deep philosophical point. Yes. One has to accept, one has to accept. Otherwise, how can you understand Krishna Sevya Tattva? Unless you accept Radha's Guru. Yes. In all rasas, Dasya, Sakhyo, Vasalya, Madhurya. In all rasas, yes. Krishna is Vishoy. Vishoy. And the servitors, Sevaka, Sevika, Sevaka, they are Asroy. Vishoy, Asroy. Vishoy, Asroy. In all rasas, Krishna is Vishoy. Those who are accepted Krishna as Vishoy in all rasas, Varsabhanavi, Radharani, he is their guru. Understand? He is their guru. Unless one gets mercy of Radharani, unless one gets directions from Radharani, nobody can serve Krishna. Nobody can serve Krishna. Those who are very lusty persons, those want their own pleasure, own enjoyment, they cannot serve Krishna. They cannot get the mercy of Radharani. They cannot get the directions of Radharani. No. But those who are inhabitants of Vrindavan, they know this tactics. They know this tactics. Without the mercy of Radharani, nobody can serve Krishna. Yes. Nobody can get the opportunity of serving Krishna. They, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they know this tactics. Even you take the example of Lakshmi Devi. Do you understand? Lakshmi. You see? Krishna is all beautiful. Kandarpagoti kamaniya visesa soham. Crows is beauty far excels that of crows of cupids. So beautiful. It's Krishna. All attractive, all beautiful. Krishna, Lakshmi Devi becomes attracted to Krishna. Seeing the Krishna's beauty, Lakshmi becomes attracted. But he cannot get, she cannot get the opportunity to serve Krishna. Why? Why?
She
cannot get the Radharani's mercy. That is the whole reason. Yes. She cannot get the Radharani's mercy. Therefore, she cannot get opportunity to serve Krishna. Though she is attracted. What's the beauty of Krishna? You understand? Yes. Yes. That is the whole reason. Yes. She serves Narayana, who is Krishna's Vyasamurti, isn't it? Who is 400 form. And Lakshmis are also 400. Narayana is 400 form, Lakshmis are 400 form. But Radharani is 200, Krishna is 200. Madhurjalilamaya vigraha. Krishna is Madhurjalilamaya vigraha, whereas Narayana is Aishwarjalilamaya vigraha. Aishwarjamayi, Lakshmi is Aishwarjamayi, Radharani is Madhurjamayi. You understand? Without the mercy of Srimati Radharani, nobody can get the opportunity to serve Krishna. If somebody is not established in relationship with Radharani, how can he offer service to Radhanath? Understand my point? Unless one establishes his relationship with Radharani, how can he render service to Radhanath? Krishna is Radhanath. Is Radhanath. So without the mercy of Radharani, nobody can serve Radhanath. Radharani and her expansions, Sakhi, Manjaris, they are all gurus. They are all gurus. Nikunja, you know the spirits. That is the tattva. That is Gurudev. Avinashattva is Gurudev. Gurudev gives you right to serve Krishna. Now, Guru's mercy, you can have this right. Who will give you this right to serve Krishna? Lord Guru, you understand? Yes. So, who is Avina Tattva Parsavanavi? That is Guru Tattva. So, without taking center of such a Guru, nobody can get such opportunity to serve, render loving service unto Krishna. Understand? So, in Veda there are three tattvas, samanda, avideya, prayodana. Understand? Veda three tattvas are samanda, avideya, prayodana. Samanda tattva, tattva based on relationship is samanda tattva. Avideya is bhakti, prayodana is prema. You understand? So, when we consider prayodana tattva, then Krishna prema comes up. So without the mercy of such a premika bhakta, premi bhakta, who is very dear to Radharani, how can you get Krishna prema? How can you understand that prayodana tattva, prema tattva? Nobody can understand. The sadhaka who cannot understand this guru tattva, who cannot see the swarup of guru, understand my language? The sadhaka who cannot understand this guru tattva, who cannot understand this swarup tattva of guru, you understand, can see this guru swarup, how can he get direction in bhajan patha? Understand? We'll give him direction in this path of devotional service, that bhajan patha. So he cannot understand sadhya tattva. Sadhya tattva is Krishna prema. You understand? Sadhya tattva is Krishna prema. Sadhana sadhya. Sadhya sadhana tattva. Do you understand? Means as well as end. You say in English this.
Means
and end or goal.
Means and goal,
that is end, is prema tattva, sadhya tattva. Do you understand? Means is bhakti and goal is prema, love. Because Krishna is bound up with the rope of love. Priti viso is the object of love. Do you understand? Means and goal. Nobody can understand this. Because one who cannot understand, one who doesn't understand, how can he do bhajan? He doesn't know whose bhajan he will do. Understand my language? Understand my language? One, the sadhaka who doesn't understand this guru tattva, who doesn't see the real swarup of guru, how can he get the direction in this path of devotional service or bhajan tattva? And he cannot also understand the sadhya tattva, prayodana tattva, that is prema tattva. He cannot do bhajan. He doesn't know whose bhajan he will do. Yes. He doesn't know whose bhajan he will do. Yes. He is completely covered up dense darkness of ignorance. Is groping in the darkness, groping in the darkness, yes. Groping in the darkness, yes. So in question of Guru Tattva, where there is the relationship with Radha, then Sadhya Tattva is Radhanatha. Understand? Sadhya Tattva is Radhanatha. The Radharani and her, what do you say, expansions. You understand? Radharani has her expansions, is group. As her group, you understand, for the mandalas. One who is not, has not established his relationship with Radharani, or her expansor or group, she cannot serve Radhanatha. No, he cannot serve Radhanatha. You understand me? Yes. How can he serve Radhanatha? No. We will give him opportunity, we will give him that right. We will give him that right to serve Radhanatha. No. So, Gurudev is very dear to Radhani. Nipunja, you know, Radhapriya Sakhi, Radhani says. Very dear girl companion of Radhani is Gurudev. Yes. So, Guru Seva is also Srimatir Seva. Guru Seva is Srimatir Seva. You understand? To serve Guru means to serve Radhani. Yes. Riga is very dear to Radhani. Yes. Radhapriya Sakhi. Service to Radhani means service to Guru. Service to Guru means service to Radhani. Understand? This is to become the servitor to Guru means to become the servitor of Radhani, to become servitor of Krishna. Understand this tattva. Those who know this tattva, those who are fixed in this tattva, only they can render loving service to Krishna. Understand? So, unless one knows these, all these tattvas, he cannot tread this path of devotional service or bhajan patha. We said bhajan patha. Patha means path. One knows this Guru Tattva very well, perfectly well. He knows Guru is dear devotee of Radharani. Non-different from Radharani expansions. Do you understand? He knows that tattva, who is completely day and night, constantly day and night, 24 hours, engaged in the loving service of Krishna. That is Guru. That is Guru. That Gurudev is very dear to Srimati Radharani. Priyajana. Priyajana. Very dear, intimate Radharani. So in this Gan?
In Krishna accepts Radharani as Guru.
Yes, Krishna says, Radhika Prema Guru, Ami Sishya Nata, Sada Ami Nana Nitya Nata Udhava. So, in our Guru Parampara, Krishna is at top. Isn't it? In our Guru Parampara, Krishna is at top. So Krishna says, Radhika Prema Guru, Ami Sishya Nata, Sada Ami Nana Nitya Udhava. So my Guru is Radharani, Krishna says. In loving affairs, my Guru is Radharani. So she makes me dance always according to her food. So who is at the topmost platform of Guru? Parampara. Is Radharani. You understand? Yes. So our Guru Parampara topmost position is Krishna. And Krishna says, Radharani is my Guru. In loving affairs, Radharani is my Guru, and she makes me dance according to her tune. Her tune. I dance. Radhika Prema Guru, Ami Sishya Nata. Sishya, I am her disciple, not a dancer. Yes. Guru makes the disciple dance. Raghav Pandit, go there, come here, up, down, yes, up, down. Yes. Guru can make the disciple dance. As Krishna says, Radhika Prema Guru Ami Sishyamata Sodama Nana Nitya Nasaya Udvata. So Radhani is my Guru in loving affairs, and she always makes me dance according to her tune. I am dancing according to her tune. My Guru Radharani. minister. So Guru Parampara, in topmost position is Radha. Understand? Yes, this is Guru Parampara. So, then you will get Braja Seva Adhikar. Braja Seva Adhikar. To serve Krishna in Braja Bhumi, that right you can get. Then you can serve Radhanatha Krishna. So those who have gotten that opportunity to serve Radhanath, they are the servants of Radhanath. And Gaura Sundar is Radha Radha Svalita Tanu. Yes. Understand? Gaura Sundar, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Radha Radha Svalita Tanu. Radha Radha is predominating in him. You understand? Radha Radha is predominating in Gaura Sundar. Yes. Gauranga Noemara, Radhanga Sparsana. Brajendra Sutta Vina Nasparsanyojan, what he says. His own statement. Gauranga Noemara Radhanga Sparsana. Brajendra Sutta Vina Nasparsanyojan. This is not body of Gaura, this is body of Radha. Gaura says this thing. Only Brajendra Sutta, only son of Nanda Maharaj can touch this body. Nobody can touch this body. So Radhabhava is predominating in him, Gaura. Do you understand? Radhabhava is predominating. So in Guru Parampara, when Gaura comes, then Radha comes. In that Guru Parampara, when Gaura comes, then that is Guru Radha's Parampara. Do you understand? Yes, that Guru Parampara is Gaura Parampara means Radha Parampara. Yes, that is this Guru Tattva. Because Gaura Sundar is Radha Bhava. Radha Bhava is predominating in Gaura Sundar. Those who are followers, Gauranuga. Gauranuga. As you say, Rupanuga. Gauranuga. Followers of Gaura, they are Radhanuga. Understand my language? Those who are Gauranuga, they are Radhanuga. Those are followers of Gaura, they are followers of Radharani. Yes. Because Radha Bhava is predominating in Gaura. This is Gaudiya Dhara, Gaudiya Guru Dhara. You understand? Gaudiya Guru Dhara. Electricity. So, this is Guru Tattva. Anartha Jukta, Anartha Mukta Avastha. Understand? Ghireche Nana Anartha Rebhai. You are covered up with many Anarthas. You understand? You are not free from Anarthas. The two states are there. Stages are there. Covered up with anarthas and free from anarthas. Completely free from two stages. In this stage where one is completely covered up with anarthas, how can you see Guru? He can't see the real Swarup of Guru. He may see Guru, but he can't see the real Swarup of Guru. In that stage, and he is covered up with the anarthas. One who is completely free from anarthas, his Guru darshan is different. Yes, darshan is different, seeing is different. Yes, it's not the same. You understand? These two stages, anartha jukta avastha, anartha mukta avastha. The stage in which one is covered up with anarthas, his Guru darshan is different from the person who is completely free from anarthas. What is that? One who is covered up with anarthas, how he sees Guru?
Extraordinary. This is
He sees Guru as bhugya jatiya. Oh, Gurudev will give me all sorts of enjoyment, 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 yes. If I take shelter of Guru, I'll get so much enjoyment. Yes, bhugya darsana, yes. That darsana, Gokul dasa. Ananta dasa, mania, isn't it? Bhugya darsana, yes. Yeah, Gurudev will give me all sorts of enjoyment. Yes, nice prasad, nice place to stay, nice vehicles, everything nice. Yes, very good, isn't it? It's bhogya darshan, bhogya darshan. Yes, Gurudev, I'll marry very beautiful girl. Yes, marry very beautiful girl. Guru will give me, make arrangement, all these things. Yes, bhogya darshan, yes. Do you understand? That stage. The anartha mukta avastha. The stage in which one is completely free from anartha, his guru darshan is different. What is that? It's sabhya darshan. It's bhugya darshan, sabhya darshan. Understand my language? Sabhya, he sees guru what? He is to be served. He is to be served. Yes. He is served. Yes. I'll give him all sorts of pleasure through my service. I'll never expect anything for my own pleasure. That is darsana. Do you understand? Yes. Yes. That is bhogya darsana, siddha darsana. You should understand. There is a difference in that. So, one should understand this Guru Tattva perfectly well. Then one understands, then he, only he can say, unless I take shelter of such Guru, I cannot become free from delusions, free from material fears, free from lamentations. Asoka avaya amurter sala tomar charanodaya tahate ekhano visram labhya chadinu bhaver bha. Who can show you the lotus feet of Krishna? Who can show you the lotus feet of Krishna? Who can lead you to that lotus feet of Krishna? Who can give you clue to see the lotus feet of Krishna or get the approach the lotus feet of Krishna? Who? That's Guru, Premi Guru. Do you understand? Premi ka bhakta, the dear devotee, and who is, was established loving relationship with Krishna. It's day and night, 24 hours, engaged in loving service of Krishna. He was bound of Krishna in his heart with the rope of love. Only such a Guru. Only he can show you, he can lead you, he can take you to the lotus feet of Krishna, because he is very dear and intimate associate of Krishna. He is, you understand, such a personality, Radha Priya, so he is very dear. Girl companion of Radharani, yes. One who understands this Guru Tattva perfectly well, only he can understand this, or he can say that unless I take shelter, lotus feet of such Guru, I cannot become free from delusions, free from material fears, free from lamentation. In other words, I cannot take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, a place where there is no fear, no lamentation, no delusion. Isn't it? No death also. If we can become free from duplicity, develop simplicity through our heart and soul, body, our body, heart and soul, without duplicity, we serve Guru, take shelter at his lotus feet and serve Guru, then get the mercy of that Guru. And we'll find this place at the lotus feet of Krishna. Otherwise we cannot. You understand? Yes. Serve Guru without duplicity. Niskapata seva. Prana bhara seva. You understand? Serve that Guru Pada Padma without duplicity through your heart and soul. Yes. And then you get the mercy of the Guru, as a result of which you have a place at the lotus feet of Krishna. He'll take you at the lotus feet of Krishna. Though there are 8 things one has to execute, one has to follow, those are nam-bhajan-kari, those are taken shelter of Harinam. First thing, number one, they should put unflinching faith in the words of Sadhu Shastra Guru, number one. Number two, they should develop greed and eagerness how to get the opportunity of associating a nama tattva with sadhu or guru. Understand? Number three, they should also develop eagerness and greed how to hear Krishna katha, Hari katha, from the lips of sadhu, Vaishnava. Because that is bhajan kriya. That is bhajan kriya. Sravan kirtan. Hearing, chanting under the guidance of sadhguru. That is bhajan kriya. Number four, if someone observes all these things, so does bhajan under the guidance of Guru, then all his anarthas will be completely destroyed. Anarthanikriti. Bhajan kriya, tad anarthanikriti. You understand? This is four. This is sadhana. Sadhana bhakti stage. Sadhana bhakti stage. These four things are there. Then comes, this is preliminary thing, prathamika, preliminary thing. Then comes nistha, fifth one. After anartha nivruti, nistha comes. Nistha means there is no oscillation of the mind, no fickleness of the mind, mind will be fixed. As long as anarthas are there, mind cannot be fixed. You understand? Mind cannot be fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, or mind cannot be fixed at the chanting of holy name. Bhajan, nam bhajan. This nishtha. That is number five. One should develop some nishtha. Then number six, then ruchi comes. Taste. You understand? Taste comes according to your mela. Swarasiki ruchi. That is a swarasiki ruchi. Every jiva has his own mela. In path of Gaurav we have four main melas. Santarasa is discarded. Dasya, Sakya, Vasalya, Madhurya. What is one's own mela? Dasya or Sakya or Vasalya or Madhurya? According to one's own mela, he'll develop taste, and with that taste, he'll release that taste while chanting holy name. And with that taste, he'll chant. You understand? And constantly chant, because taste is so nectarian, so sweet, he'll release it. He cannot give it up. Something was syamaname kote madhu ache go. Bhagana charite na pare. Then he'll say, what's up with nectarian honey is there? In the name of Siam, my tongue doesn't want to leave it, even for a moment. That stage will come. Do you understand me? Yes. Raghav Pandit. That taste? No. No such taste. This is seventh. I'm the sixth. The seventh means then you develop really real attachment to holy name. Yes, you cannot leave the holy name even for a moment when you are tasting source of nectar and honey coming out from holy name. This is asakti. Do you understand? That's the asakti. Number eight, then comes bhava. Bhava. Do you understand? It's bhava. Yes. This is bhava. This eight things. One is nambhajankari. You should understand these eight things. Four things are preliminary, then rest four are higher things. Then at last is bhava, maturity of bhava is prema. Mukhya pate jiva pare Krishna prema dana. The chief result of chanting holy name is Krishna prema. Otherwise, how can you get it? And Ambarish Maharaj, then I 24 hours was engaged, he says, in serving Krishna. All his senses are engaged. All his senses. Five working senses, five knowledge acquiring senses, and number 11 is mind. Savaimana Krishna Padaravindaya. Isn't it? Mind. Manmana Baba. Always think of me. In such a bhakta, you ought to be at it. Thank you. Very good. Sada Hari. Huh? Why it is so? Yes, Kirtanya Sada Hari. Constantly chant. Name of Hari. Why? Who can constantly chant now?
One who gets such pleasure from chanting.
One has gotten such love. Developed love. Because Lord Hari is the object of love. Yes. Whom you love, you constant chant his name. Remember, all you cannot forget him. Because it's Krishna love. Yes, it's Krishna love. Prema, Prithir Vishwa. Yes. Otherwise, how can you constantly chant the name of Hari? Unless you have put Lord Hari in the platform of love. Ananta. You are put in platform love whom? Your body or bodily relations? Bodily relations. Wife, son, daughter, friend. You are put platform love. Isn't it? You have not put Krishna or Hari in the platform love. So how can Saint Constantine Lord Hari? Putting the body relations, wife, son, daughter, etc., and better love, you try to get pleasure and happiness. But instead, what you get? Unlimited sufferings. Unlimited sufferings and unhappiness. Yes. Dukkha jona ye vate. But if you put Lord Hari,
But Vaishnava, who is always engaged in service of Guru, offering his family members home, wife, children as the belongings of Guru.
Yes.
Is a being attached to Krishna.
Yes. Belonging of Guru means belonging of Krishna. Yes. Guru is day and night, 24 hours, Krishna Sevaka. He is a servitor of Krishna. Yes. Radharani is Priyajana. Very dear of Radharani. Yes. He is very dear to Krishna. Priya Sevaka. A dear servant of Krishna. A one who serves Guru, he serves Krishna. Yes. He knows, by the mercy of Guru, he knows this tattva. All tattva manifests before him. Reveals, is revealed to him. Yes. All the tattvas revealed to him. Yes, by Guru Krupa. Without Guru Krupa, how this tattva will be revealed to you? Huh? Jasya deve paravati datha deve tatha guru. Tasviji tatha tapakasinte mahatma. Upanishad says, one has developed such bhakti, parabhakti, pure bhakti to deva and guru, to Krishna, as well as the same bhakti towards guru. To him only this tattvas revealed. Yes, tattvas are revealed. Otherwise, the tattva, Veda tattva, Vedic tattva, confidence of tattva, nothing is revealed to me. Yes. You understand? Nuruhari.
Yes, Guru.
So, I say.
You said those people who know the confidential knowledge about Krishna, Radharani being the topmost guru.
Yes.
They always. Seeking Mess Radhani. That's when Vrindavan Vrishabhasya is singing Raja, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe, yes.
Vrindavan.
Yes. Because Radha, without Radha, you cannot approach Krishna, Baba. Radha bina te hon kar noy. Krishna only belongs to Radha. If you say Krishna, they will become, what is saying Krishna? Say, Radhe, Radhe. Radha, how can you approach Krishna, Baba? Why are you saying Krishna? Stop. Radhe, 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 yes. Radhe, Radhe, go. Yeah. Radharani, how can you approach Krishna, Baba? A door is shut for Krishna. Unless Radharani opens the door, how can you approach Krishna? Radharani's mercy is required. Radharani's mercy is required.
Maharaj,
yes.
Radharani's paa dekha jaye na kano? Radharani's paa dekha jaye na kano kono photo?
Are dekho, tumi dekho.
Main ekdin kono photo te nahi.
Photo kyun dekhto? Radharani ki dekho.
Apne aashirwad
karne. Radharani ki dekho. Radharani ki bolo. अपने पा देखम 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 राधानी सोयो देखिए
भाई
राधानी सो हर फिट टू अदर्स टू नॉट इजी थी वाई सी विल सी सो नो नेम मेंशन ऑफ नेम ऑफ राधानी भागवत सुखदेव नेवर से वाइल से कैन एनीबॉडी अंडरस्टैंड राधानी नॉट इजी अफेयर बाबा Why will Sukadeva say? So he doesn't say. Why rather than so hard? Feet. Not easy thing.
Huh?
Yes, but Radharani is not easy. No.
So Dhaka, Kolkata, Krishna is connected. Dhaka. Mayapuri Dhaka.
Are ho Dhaka hoga?
Gorasuma khola hai na?
Nahi. It's very dear to Radharani, only he can see. अगर प्रिय है तो देखे
गुरु
कैसे दर्शन हो कैसे दर्शन हो वही राधानी सो अर्थी वही राधानु गिर दर्शन बाबा वही राधानु गिर दर्शन यू राधानु नेवर गिव यू दर्शन
गुरु